This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hello, hello. I am back from my travels. Hey, it's Andy. This is The Unschool. I have spent the last 3 weeks traveling from London to Mallorca, Spain for our retreat and then to Paris, France. I have absolutely been practicing what I teach around being an out-of-office entrepreneur. I have to tell you, I have a little bit of a cold. I'm going to try to not be sniffly as I'm recording this episode. I think maybe that's a little bit expected when you've been on quite a few planes and in different cities and climates over the course of a couple of weeks. I just got back to Los Angeles and I've got some really great stuff happening this month. I have one of my VIP clients coming to LA to do a day session together. We have new members joining our Smart Girls Mastermind membership every week. We are on a rolling open right now. So if you're interested, you can request a call with Sam from my team and she'll talk with you all about your business. It's basically a mini strategy session. And then you can decide if it's right for you, if you feel like the Mastermind membership might be good for you. We also are getting ready to relaunch our club. This is not our Instagram broadcast channel. This is not our mastermind membership. We have a club. It's called Club Cascara. We're actually going to change the name because what we're doing there is a little bit different from what we have been doing previously. So that's coming super soon. It's an out-of-office entrepreneurs club. So if you're interested in this lifestyle and you're wanting to learn more about how to have this lifestyle, this club will be for you. It's going to be really inexpensive. We're going to meet once a month. There's going to be a place for you to chat with other members. You can share ideas. You can plan trips together. You can do whatever you want inside of the conversation with other members. And it'll also be a place for you to share all the things that you're working on in your life and business. So stay tuned. That'll be coming really, really soon. What I am here to share with you today is this. We're going to talk about how to break down your six-figure, your 100K marketing and sales plan using ChatGPT as your assistant. Okay, so we're going to talk about that, and then I'm going to give you the breakdown of the basic structure of offerings that I recommend for your business to make this possible. Okay, so first, I teach this inside the AI playbook. Our AI playbook is literally $27. So if you are interested in grabbing the AI playbook, you're going to get lots more prompts besides just this one that I'm going to share with you in this episode today for $27. So I just want to mention that in case you don't yet have the AI playbook. It's going to teach you how to use Google Gemini and ChatGPT to do this exact style of work. So I'm going to give you the prompt in just a few minutes. And first, I'm going to take you through the basic structure of offerings that I recommend for your business to make this possible. Okay, so first, you want to have an offer that helps you to build your audience. The offers I'm going to give you, by the way, I'm going to give you really five levels of offers. And you can imagine this is like a stair step. There's going to be that intro level offer all the way up to the highest ticket offer. You do not have to have every single one of these. However, if you have an offer suite or a product suite that looks like this, you're going to be able to attract people in at multiple levels. Okay, so first, back to the first one. This is the offer to help you build your audience. This is especially nice, by the way, if you are just getting started. This is not something that you're going to go spend tons and tons of time creating. This is going to be something like an ebook, a workbook, an audio workshop, a template, for example. By the way, if you're on Flowdesk, did you see the news about Flowdesk, the new feature where you can now share your email templates? It could be something like that. Maybe you have a newsletter email template and you're going to sell that template for a low dollar amount. It could be a tool. My AI playbook very much falls in this category. This is an affordable starter product. This is going to give people a taste of your content and help them to learn more about what you're all about, what your greater offers might be about. So this is really nice if you're just getting started and you have another source of income. Maybe you have a day job and you're wanting to test out selling something, and this is how you want to begin. Another reason you may want to try this is if you have a specific content topic that you find you get a lot of traction around. So for example, maybe you go viral around this one specific idea fairly regularly. Go build a product around it. When I built the AI playbook, it's because my content on AI kept going viral on Instagram. What does that tell me? It tells me that I have a lot of people that want to learn more about this. So it made really good sense to build out this affordable starter product called the Smart Girls AI Playbook at $27 because I already knew people were interested. So I'm not someone who's just getting started, but it made sense for me because I already had interest and my audience was building around that topic. Okay, so that's level one of this stair step model. Level two, so now we're going up to the next level. And when you think about this, I also want you to think about this in the stair step model, this is price. So the lowest price point is on the bottom stair, and also the amount of time that it creates for you, the amount of time that it takes for you to create this thing is also on the lower end of the spectrum. Okay, so then level two, so we're going up to the next stair step. This is something that's going to help you to create recurring revenue and loyalty. What I love for this is a membership. You can build a membership at a low dollar amount as well, or it could be something that's a little bit more, a little higher in price. The membership that I just told you about, the club that I just mentioned, my out-of-office club, this is going to be a very low ticket price point as well. My Smart Girls Mastermind membership is also a membership at a higher level. So I actually have two of these. When you're getting started, I would say pick one thing. You only need one thing. This is going to give your perfect people exclusive content and benefits. It's also going to keep them engaged because there's going to be some relationship component there. They're going to want to come back for more. And it's going to provide a steady income stream for your business. I have had programs like this in my business since 2018. You may have been around when I had a membership and partnership with a great girlfriend / business bestie. Her name was Nadia. We offered that membership for all of 2020 and all of 2021. I had my Rituals of Manifestation program. It was basically a membership. People joined month over month over month. There was new content every single month that people came back for. I was there to engage and be in relationship with them. That's also a part of having a membership, is you want to be available to engage and be in relationship. Now I have Smart Girls Mastermind membership, and I've had Club Cascara, and we're now transitioning that into something new. I love a membership because it is a place to create community plus recurring revenue and loyalty to your brand. So that's kind of the next little step up on the stair step. Okay, so the next thing would be, as we move up the stair step, and this is going to cost a little bit more, it's also going to take a little bit more of your time, is going to be something that offers solutions and a transformation. So this could be either a mini course or a signature course. I really have two of these in my business. One would be my Instagram to Income Starter Kit. And then the Unschool Intuitive Business Academy is my signature course. A mini course should focus on a specific problem that your perfect people face. A signature course, this is going to be more in depth and it's going to tackle big challenges and really showcase your expertise. Then if you were to go up the stair step to the very next level, maybe it's like this is your highest level, this is going to be your high ticket offer. And this could be a group experience. This could be your one-on-ones. This could be something done for you versus a DIY type of experience. This could be a retreat, for example. This is your most personalized offering. It provides tailored support and the highest level of value. This is going to be for those people in your community that are looking for maximum value and support. Okay, so quick recap. You start at the bottom stair with your affordable starter product. Then as you master that, you can go up to that next level, which is your membership. Next level up is your mini course, and or next level up could be your signature course, and then your highest level is your high ticket maximum value offer. Do you need to have all of these? Absolutely not. You may have two of these. You may have one maximum value high ticket offer and then one mini offer. That's great. You may have one mini offer and one signature course. You got to really look at what makes the best sense for your business. Zach Kravitz, who I had on the show a couple weeks back, who actually we had such a great response to Zach's episode. It's one of our most listened to interviews ever. Zach has two offers truly. And he mentioned his funnel is pretty chill. He has his high ticket coaching experience. And he mentioned he has a bespoke offer for more corporate style clients. So I'm not even counting that one because he's not really advertising that or creating a funnel around that anywhere. And then he just added a second component. And that second piece is his money dashboard. That's his low ticket. So his high ticket is his VIP coaching experience. I think that costs somewhere in like the $10,000 range. And then he added his money membership. No, I'm sorry, his Money Notion dashboard. And that's like 88 bucks or something like that. So it's these two levels of things, very high ticket, very low ticket, comparatively to that high ticket. And that's it. And he's gotten really good at those things. And that's all you to have a really thriving business. So as I'm sharing this with you, don't feel like you need to go create all of these things. What I want you to understand is how you can start to build a plan that will get you to that six-figure mark. Now, I mentioned at the top of the conversation that we're going to use ChatGPT to help with this. So here's the prompt. Here's the prompt. I'll also put the prompt in the show notes. Okay, so you're going to say, hey, little robot friend. You actually don't have to say that. I like to say that. Acting as my sales strategist, create a plan to achieve $100,000 in annual revenue. This is what I plan to offer. Now you're going to bullet point out your offers. So that starter product and the price, that membership if you have that in the price, mini course in the price, signature course in the price, high ticket and the price. If you only have two of those things, just bullet point those two things, whatever it's going to be. Okay, next part of the prompt. Create a table showing how many of each product or services I need to sell each quarter to reach my goal. Adjust the price and sales goal based on the size of my email list and the size of my social following. Now plug in your information there about how many people you have on your email list, how many social followers you have. If there's some other way that people are finding their way to you, include that too. Maybe you've got a podcast with a lot of listeners. Maybe you have a blog with a lot of readers. Plug that in too. Assume a 2% conversion rate. So you're going to tell ChatGPT, assume a 2% conversion rate. You could also ask, how many leads do I need to make this sales goal happen? Okay. Then see what you get back, and you can continue from there to ask ChatGPT to expand to give you more information. A pro tip, make sure you instruct ChatGPT to put this in a table format. Instructing it to give you this information in a table format versus a list is really helpful as you start to build out your plan. I get that question all the time, like, why does your ChatGPT put your stuff in a table and mine does not? I just tell it to. You can obviously change your price points as you need to once you get that first round of information. This is a general guideline. The goal is to build a plan that summarizes the key elements. What are those key elements? The income streams, the pricing structure, the quarterly breakdown. Then you can make any realistic adjustments. You could also then ask ChatGPT, now help me build a marketing strategy. See what it gives you. It may tell you, go work on your social, go get on podcasts, go spend some time on an ad strategy. It'll give you lots of ideas, and then you can hone in on the ones that make sense for you. This is structured to guide your robot assistant to deliver a comprehensive plan that includes your money targets plus strategic advice. So let me know how this works for you. Once you have the plan outlined, now you can start to inject cash into your business, especially if you start with one of these low-cost offers like a workbook, a template, or a checklist priced around $20 to $30. What I like to do next when I have one of these low-ticket offers created, once you've decided on the offer, is then follow this funnel. This is the funnel. This does not have to be complex. Number one, attract on Instagram. Why Instagram? Because we have the ability to use automations like ManyChat on Instagram. That does not exist on TikTok. It doesn't exist on Pinterest. Doesn't exist in lots of other places that you may be spending your time. So Instagram is great for this. Instagram is completely not dead. It is the place to create these automated sales funnels. So you're going to attract on Instagram, set up your automation tool like ManyChat. It's ManyChat, by the way. If you've never heard of it, go check it out. It is not an expensive tool and can do so much of the work for you. In your funnel, once you've attracted on Instagram, so you've got people checking out your stuff, then you're going to use the ManyChat automation tool to send the product sales page directly to those that are interested via DMs, and then you make your sales. You're keeping it simple. You do not need to create extra freebies or value adds because this is a low-ticket product. We're talking about something that's like between $20 and $30. If the value is there and you can attract using content that shows your potential customers why you're the one to help them, then you will be good to go. Now it's time for this week's smart idea. I've been reading this article from Vogue Business. It's called Gen Z Broke the Marketing Funnel. It's new research from the youth culture agency, Archival, and they are industry experts on Gen Z and the consumer path to purchase. They also actually have a super cool zine. It is called Almanac. The most recent issue is actually all about Generation Alpha. Great place to learn more about them, about Generation Alpha, if you have not spent much time studying Alpha yet. By the way, Alpha kids are significantly influencing their family's shopping decisions to the effect of $500 billion per year, according to Almanac, according to the zine. According to their research, Alphas, on average, start using a tablet at around age 7 and have their first smartphone by age 8. So just an FYI, if you're not paying attention yet to Gen Alpha, it is time to do so. So here's the smart idea that I want to share with you for this week. If you have a business, or if you are a creative, or you're considering selling something of your own, or if you want to be the person chosen for a job, the best influencer for brand you is you. If you have a product brand, if you have a service business, the best influencer for your brand, your product brand, your service brand is you. So how do you become an influencer for yourself, and why should you? Well, people trust personal brands 20 times more than company brands. That is major. People trust recommendations and opinions from those that they consider to be their peers and their expanders, especially those that they can relate to and see themselves in at a much higher level than they believe in what a company has to say. As human beings, we're craving connection and transparency. We want realness. We don't want to be sold by someone who hasn't been in our shoes. So if you're an entrepreneur or a creative that has a following, you can create that connection. You can showcase your story. You can motivate, and you can be the driving force behind your brand like no one else can. So here's a few things to consider to become the best influencer for your brand. And by the way, this works if you're simply trying to get a job as well, because when we can relate to you because we see how you show up on the internet, if we are a hiring manager and we believe that you're a great fit for our company, it's going to be a much easier decision to say yes to you if your personal brand aligns with our business brand. So I just want to mention that too. This is, of course, a podcast in which we talk a lot about entrepreneurs and creatives, but it can apply across to you too if you're someone who's working inside of a company. Okay, so here's a few things to consider to become the best influencer for your business, your personal brand, your service brand, your product brand, brand you. Number one, know your why. What lights you up? What was the catalyst that inspired you to start? What challenges do you solve for people? What impact do you want to make? Defining your core values and your why is the foundation. Number two, develop your identity architecture. Think about how you want to be perceived. What makes you and your brand unique? What are your community's shared ethos? What's their shared mantra? Find your authentic voice and use it to communicate your message with conviction. Number three, craft your story. We all have a story to tell, and yours can be your very best marketing tool. Maybe it's sharing your journey, your struggles, your big wins. Maybe it's giving an aspirational look at your life and the moments that shaped you. Your story is the resonance point. Number four, check your inner narrative. You don't have to be the ultimate guru. Simply show up and share your knowledge, your insights, your perspective. Check in with yourself. Are you afraid of showing up as the face of your brand? And then ask yourself how you can move through that fear and really step forward, because we want to hear from you. Okay, so that's this week's smart idea. Become the influencer for brand you. If this has been helpful to you, I would love it if you share this episode with someone that you think it might resonate for as well. And of course, go post it in social media and tell me when you post it, give us a tag and tell me which part of the episode has been the most helpful to you. Of course, if you've never left us a review, you can drop down onto the app that you're listening to the show on right now and leave us a review. Every single review makes such a difference for us. If you're interested in the new membership, the new club, it is called Out of Office Club. It is going online live this week, so you can go ahead and check it out. I'll leave the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you join the club and be one of our founding members. I'll be back again next week. We've got some really great interviews coming up with some of our students from the Unschool and from our Smart Girls Mastermind membership as well. We've got some potential new travels coming online very soon too. Every time I come back from one of our retreats, I say, okay, actually, before I leave on the retreats, I say, okay, this is going to be the last one for the year. And then I come back and I'm like, we've got to schedule the next retreat. So we're planning an out-of-office sabbatical-style trip for the end of the year. You can check the details on that super soon over on wewestudio.com as well. I'll see you again back here super soon. Have a great one. Take care.